Hello and welcome to another edition of the Scarlet Nation podcast. This is Chris Kotas here with Rutgers Class of 2024 running back commit Gabe Winovich. He's here to talk about his commitment, why he likes Rutgers, and a little bit about what he brings to the table as a player. So Gabe, thanks so much for coming on today.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it very much.
So just to start things off, looking at you, one of the things that strikes out is you committed to the Scarlet Knights back in mid-January of this year. Could you just walk me through a little bit what your recruitment process leading up to that looked like and what made you settle on Rutgers?
Yeah, so my recruiting process started a little bit early, and I was thankful enough to visit like a lot of schools, and I was able to visit Rutgers really early. And actually, after I visited Rutgers, I kind of joked with Coach Yano about it. It kind of spoiled my recruitment a little bit, because right after my first visit, I kind of knew like that's where I wanted to be. And I got down a second time almost right after, and I wanted to commit then, but I was just trying to wait it out. But for me, it was really easy. I mean, I knew right away it was where I wanted to be. And anytime I visited another place, it was just like, it just didn't feel right. And just Coach Yano, the rest of the staff, just the players, the culture there, it was something that was really for me. And it just made the decision honestly pretty easy. So there was never much of a hesitation. I guess I didn't want to jump the gun too quick, so I tried to like really make sure. But every time I came back, every one of my visits, it just got reinstated like how much I really loved Rutgers. And eventually, I think it was my fourth visit, it was a waste to not commit then. So my recruitment was fun, but as I said, it almost got spoiled. I mean, it was Rutgers from the start. So
could you talk a little bit more about what stood out to you about the coaching staff at Rutgers in particular that made you want to play for them?
Yes. Yeah. So I think, the motto they live by is FTC, Family Trust Chop. And I know you go visit all these places and everybody always has something that they like to live by or something that's on the walls. But I think when you're at Rutgers, like Family Trust Chop, like family and trust are two things that have always been really important in my life and always been implemented even like through my high school coaches and program that I play at Detroit Country Day. And those are two huge things that we really live by. And I think just seeing how seriously Rutgers takes it, how seriously all the players take it, and how every person from top to bottom is fully bought in. And it was just awesome for me to see. And it was something that I really appreciated and I really loved. And I knew it was something for me. And CHOP is, it's really just about perseverance, doing the same thing every day the right way. And I think that's just it's a unique way to say, and it's such a great way to say. And I think just a program that's standing on just the grit and just being with each other, loving each other, it was just awesome. And being able to, it's so alive when you visit, it's not just something they're saying. So, and I think just seeing how all the coaches live through that, Coach Yano, Coach R, Coach Shaw, everybody that I get to talk to, I mean, they fully believe in it and they live by it, and they're such great people. And just how authentic everybody was. For me, it was unique to see it so alive in the staff and at the university. So for me, it was easy. And that's really why, is really because of Family Trust CHOP and just how seriously they take it and how real it really is there.
I want to focus in a little bit more on new offensive coordinator, Kirk Ciarrocca, someone who came on with the program right after you committed, and is someone who's right now working on setting the stage for the offense ahead of this season. What stands out to you about him as an offensive coordinator specifically?
So, yeah, I love Coach Ciarrocca as a person. And of course, like, I love the way he likes to coach. So I know he likes to run the ball. And I mean, I love that. So he ran the ball more times than anybody else in the Big Ten last year. I think it was 44 a game. And just seeing that was cool. And I thought it was awesome. And it just shows his belief in the system of running the ball. And the conversations I've had with him have been awesome. But how we're going to do that and just how that's going to kind of look. And I love it. I love, obviously, he's a genius, in the football world. So I love just sitting down and talking to him. And I'm really excited for how that's going to turn out.
What stands out to you about the trajectory that Rutgers is on as a program?
So, yeah, and I think one thing, and you're seeing all the kids, all the commits, all the kids visiting, how they're believing in it too, is just the culture, the program that's being built up. I really think it's unique just from other places I've visited. You don't see it just like how you do at Rutgers. And I'm talking to other kids on visits, they see it too. And just how much these coaches are really there for you. And I think just setting a great foundation like that is going to, it's going to set your program up for success. And that's how you do it. You know, you don't want to jump the gun. And I think Coach Chiano and Rutgers is doing such an amazing job. And that's why we're seeing it with the 24 class and recruiting, because it's just, it's real. And I think, you know, the next step is it's going to be winning. And with all these great players that are coming on, and I just, I don't know. You listen to, you sit in coaching meetings and you see their plan and you see them dissect the problem, how they're going to fix it. And then you watch it happen at practice, and it's happening. And I'm really excited to be a part of it when I get there. And I know Rutgers football is, it's going to be doing great things. So
going off of that, you know, you talk about your enthusiasm for recruiting other kids to the program. Could you give me some insight into, you know, why are you so passionate about recruiting other players to Rutgers, and, you know, how did that all start?
So I think just being a kid, I think like currently in the recruiting process, I think it's unique when you get to talk to another kid about it, because, you know, you talk to coaches, and I mean, obviously that's above all. You know, you want to know what the coaches want from you and how they feel and how they are as people. But I think it also is really important to get insight from a player that's also being recruited, that's going through the same things, that's maybe visited different schools you haven't, and just kind of listening to them talk about what they like. So that's why I love to reach out to kids and talk to them about why I love Rutgers so much. And because I know that I can relate to them, like on a one-to-one level. So, and when they come out and visit, they all, you know, they just tell me, so everything I said was right, and just how much they loved it. And I've yet to get bad feedback. And I love to just tell kids, you just got to get out there. You got to see it for yourself. And I'll go into depth just about just kind of what I've talked to you about the culture and about just what a great place it is to be there right now. And how, as a player, that's where you want to be. And that's why I love talking to kids about it, because I know how much it means hearing it from a kid, because I've talked to other kids during the recruiting process, and it always means just a little bit something different when you're hearing it from a kid your age that's going through the same thing you are.
And I take it your official visit helped with that too.
Yes. Yeah. Oh yeah. On my official visit, I was able to, I think I was one of only one other commit at the time on the official visit. We got 4 or 5 that weekend, but me and Sam Piloff were there, and just being able to hang out with all the guys that weren't committed, just talk to them like face to face was even way better. And as we're living it together, and just being able to kind of talk to the kids about what their concerns are about this or that, and just kind of try to get on the same wavelength. And that official visit weekend was a lot of fun, and it was great spending time with all those kids. And I know, I mean, some of them, they took some official visits afterwards, but their commitment dates are getting set. And I mean, I'm excited, looking forward to those dates, because I know there's some kids who had a great time and they're seeing the future too. So no, the official visit was a lot of fun for sure.
As you know, running back right now, you're competing at the high school level. How would you describe yourself as a rusher?
Well, I think, I don't really like to talk about myself too much, but I think I do a good job making them also what my offense line has given me. So I believe I run pretty hard. So I know I like to punish kids on the other side of the ball, but at the end of the day, when there's holes, I think I hit them pretty hard, and I try and make it as hard as possible for the other team to tackle me. So I guess I would just classify myself as just like a hard runner. And I think I can do a little bit of everything. So, I mean, I'm pretty excited for sure to get at Rutgers and showcase that.
And one other thing that I think stood out, and you got, you know, some attention on social media for this, there was a video of you benching 225 for 24 reps. That's a number you don't see very often from a high school recruit. So I guess just, you know, if you want to talk a little bit about, you know, how you're able to put up those kinds of numbers, and, you know, how that training has sort of helped you improve on the football field.
Yeah. So I've actually been very fortunate. So my father used to be a Division I strength coach at Eastern Michigan throughout the 90s. And my gym and my house is a full garage. And it's pretty souped up. So I've been, thankful enough, I've been working out since I've been like 8. So I don't try and boast any of my numbers or anything like that. And there's always kids stronger, but I've always been working out with my dad since young as I can remember, and my older brother, both very strong people. So I've always been a little bit humbled in that regard, but it's just kind of almost been like, it's like going to the park almost at my house. So everybody's always in there, and it's fun. and we like to get after it. And obviously, I think strength has always been one of my biggest attributes, and I like to show that on the field with just how I run. And I've been very thankful for that, to have that. So that's been a blessing that I've been definitely spoiled with. So
I guess just to wrap things up here, Gabe, you're in your final off season right now, before your final high school season. What are your goals? What are you looking to achieve? What areas are you looking to work on as you head into that final year?
So I'm always, I don't know. That's actually a good question. I'm always trying to work on my speed, my footwork through the hole. And I think that's a big thing. I've been trying to go to the field a lot and just try and work on, especially for the next level at Rutgers, just trying to get through a smaller hole fast and making sure I can go from point A to point B just as fast as possible. So I've been doing a lot of speed work, a lot of footwork. And I know as a bigger back, that's always going to be a little bit of a weakness. So I really have been trying to really work on my footwork and, of course, working out in the weight room just to keep getting bigger. I've been on a little bit of weight this offseason. So I'm really excited for next season. And goal-wise, I guess, is always a state championship and just to help the players around me as best as possible. So I'm really excited. And I'm sure it'll be a great year. And this summer's been great. So I've been thankful enough to get a lot of work in. And I'm definitely really excited.
You also play lacrosse, too.
So my freshman sophomore year, I played lacrosse. Yes.
You did play lacrosse. You don't play anymore. Okay. But yeah. that still leads into my question, which is, you know, how has playing lacrosse helped you improve in football?
So it's actually helped tremendously. So at my school, lacrosse is it's a very big deal, and we're thankful enough. I mean, I don't know a whole lot about the sport, but I know that our coach is very nationally recognized. He's gotten like a lot of college offers. So it was awesome to play in a program like that. And just the practices were extremely intense, and all the defensive drills that I was doing helped with my footwork so much, and conditioning, and having to cover these guys with 50 yards of open space, like pressing them, and they're all very shifty, all the lacrosse kids. So it was very helpful for sure. I thought I saw a great like growth into my junior year with my footwork because of that. So no, yeah, for sure. I thought lacrosse was actually great for football. So I never really thought that. I just kind of played it to hit kids and stuff. I never played before my freshman year, but it turned out to be great. And it was honestly a lot of fun. And if I wasn't losing so much weight during the lacrosse season, I definitely would have played these last 2 years too.
Gotcha. Well, Gabe Winovich, really appreciate you spending a few minutes with us here on the Scarlet Nation podcast. You know, always good to sit down and talk to a recruiter about what's going in their minds as they're, you know, looking forward to playing at Rutgers. So appreciate you spending a few minutes.
No, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.